Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
How long is this going to take?
Well, it is about around 10 minutes, depending on your answer.
Jeez. We'll see how far I get before I hang up. It is a single residence. Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And do you own or rent your home?
We own.
Thank you. Please tell me, what year was your home built?
2016.
Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
50.
Thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, yes or no?
Yes.
A hurricane, a Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 2 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 3 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 4 hurricane?
I don't know. I can't remember if we got hit by a 4 yet. I'm sure at some point in my lifetime, I not in this house. I'm trying to think. Did we get a 4 at all? Irma, which one was Irma? No.
Okay, and what about a Category 5 hurricane?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm? If you don't remember, a ballpark is fine. Or
Irma?
Of when that would have been.
Okay. Irma wasn't a hurricane? Irma, and you were in middle school? Irma is spelled I-R-M-A, right? So that would be,
yes.
How long ago was that, like 2017?
2017, that was the tropical storm?
No, that was Irma. Irma, look up and see what Irma was. Hold on, we're figuring it out. Hold on, give me a moment.
Thank you.
It's, yeah, because I can't remember. I just remember we were without electric for a full week. Mm-hmm. It was hell.
Okay, but what about a tropical storm in the meantime? Do you remember the year?
A tropical storm?
Happened?
No. No. Yeah, every year.
And what about an So,
I live in Tampa, Florida. We get hit every year.
So what would be the last one, the last tropical storm that you experienced?
I honestly don't pay attention anymore. I'm just going to be honest with you. I couldn't give you the name.
And if you don't remember the name, just an estimated of the year? An estimation?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sure there's one that came through last summer. Oh, yeah, it did. Right? Was it last?
Last year?
Sure.
2023. Now, what about for Category 1 hurricane? Do you remember the name or the year?
No.
And what about the Category 2 hurricane?
I'm going to be honest right now. Mm-hmm. I don't recall names. That's the one I know we left for. Okay. You want to look that one up? No, that was Nona and Papa. We were in Clearwater. We went to Clearwater. That was Charlie.
What year
is that? That was like, but we weren't in this house. She wants to know what we experienced in this house.
Okay, so you mentioned, you remember Charlie. What category was that? Do you remember?
I think it was like a 3 or 4. I think it was a 3, but it was a very small, intense 3, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It might have been
and
a 4.
What about Irma? Were you able to find out where?
Irma's a 5.
Okay. She was
a 5. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Now, how have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Yeah, we stock up on water. What else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if the sandbags are out, I use shell bags from like Home or Lowe's or Home Depot, and and then we stock up on batteries and candles and flashlights and battery operated fans. And what do we do for food? We do like bread, PBJ, yeah, but we can't heat it.
And what about put up hurricane shutters or board up homes?
No, because when we built the house, we built it with hurricane impact windows.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, when would you begin prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued? Oh, the first one. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not certain at all?
Oh, I used to be so much better at this. I've gotten lazy. Somewhat,
Somewhat, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp. Your top three.
So when Irma came through, we were completely cut off, and the cell towers were knocked out. So we were relying on radio.
Well, the question is in general. It's in general.
TV.
Okay, thank you.
Internet.
And radio.
Thank you very much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I think it's more of a 3.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Property taxes, cost of food or other essentials, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, cost of childcare, transportation costs, or cost of insurance?
Oh my God. Can we just say all of the above?
All of the above. Okay. Yes, of course.
But then the last year, let's not get started, because in the last year, everything is doubled. So.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Never. So we evacuated for Irma, and it changed course, and it went to Orlando. And I'm like, I'm not doing this again. The house is built to sustain a level 5 hurricane. Yeah, so we aren't leaving next time.
Thank you. But if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state? As far as possible, to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
We would probably with friends or family.
Friends and family, thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
Thank you. And let's see, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? If you don't remember, an estimate is fine.
It's probably 20, I think.
20,000?
I don't know. Maybe 10 to 20. I honestly, I can't remember. So, it's 15.
And 15.
Yeah.
Midway.
Yeah. It's enough to where they want you to think before you file a claim, right? So,
Thank you. Now, and how confident are you that you could come up with $15,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? And we have a scale. I am certain I could come up with a full $15,000. I could probably come up with a $15,000. I could probably not come up with a $15,000. Or I am certain I could not come up with a $15,000.
I'm confident we could come up with the $15,000.
Okay. Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Increased somewhat.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years back?
It's just increased somewhat every year.
Okay. And what about 3 to 5 years back?
It's the same because it's such a new build. It's.
Thank you. And that would be increased somewhat?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. And what about 5 to 10 years back? Do you remember?
It's the same. It just it stays pretty, consistent. It just goes up slightly. Yeah.
So has it remained
within,
the same?
Within like a normal, within a normal 3 to 4%. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's not anything drastic. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying higher rates?
Continue paying higher rates.
Thank you. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100% or I want to be sure insured for the full replacement value? Or is it 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
Oh, I think it's probably 60%.
To less than 80%?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
Oh, we would have to move. I know people, I will tell you, I'm in real estate, so I know, just for your knowledge, people are leaving their houses because because they're in areas that are of higher risk, and they're literally being pushed out of their homes. But, so we would sell and just go somewhere where it's less expensive, possibly out of state. I hate to say that, but.
Another state. Thank you. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No, I wouldn't cancel my insurance policy.
Thank you. And if a major hurricane... Thank you.
I would lower my coverage. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
State.
Thank you. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Can you repeat that question?
Yes. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
4.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
What's taken into account? I'm sorry?
Local land use planning.
Flooding?
Planning.
Planning.
Land use planning, yes.
Yeah. All right, so repeat the question now that I know what division you're talking about.
Yes. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I'm not confident at all.
And on a scale of 1 to 5?
One.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
One.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
Yeah, I would say 3.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I would say 3.
Thank you very much. Now, next, and starting the last section of the survey, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property and or finances will be affected? And we have a scale if that helps. Yes, I believe it is happening, and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening, or I don't know if it's happening.
The second one, which is, I do believe it's happening, but I don't think I'll be affected.
Okay, you do not know if you will be affected?
I don't believe I will be affected. I will not be affected.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
Neither.
Thank you. That's right. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Moderately concerned.
Thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job? You can select up to 3.
Okay, so it would be neighborhood.
Neighborhood.
School.
And the third?
Mm-hmm. Walkability.
Walkability. Thank you. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year? Between 1 to less than 3 years? Between 3 to less than 5 years? Between 5 to less than 10 years? Between 10 to less than 20 years? Or more than 20 years?
Less than 1 year.
Less than 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 or older?
I'm 50, so I'm the second choice.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
Female.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Full-time?
Live in your household. how many people are under 12 years old?
I have one 12-year-old, and the rest are older.
Thank you. And how many people are 65 years old or older?
Zero.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, what is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married or living with a partner, widowed, divorced, separated?
I'm divorced.
Thank you. And what is the highest level grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Is it less than high school, some college graduate, or graduate degree?
College graduate.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, I'm white. I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. That was the next question. And what languages is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And can you please tell me what is the income range of your household? Is it under $20,000, $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000?
It's over 100,000.
Thank you. And these were all the questions I had. So thank you very much for your responses. I really appreciate your patience as well. Have a wonderful day.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.